He's eating in a funny way, Amir.
Water.
Have some doog. It's over there. It's a delicious drink. It makes your stomach bigger and helps it digest food.
Oh, God, please don't keep this abundance of food away from the people that are in this house.
Amen.
Thank God.
Don't make yourself tired, Agu. You don't need to thank because of our blessings.
Are you talking blasphemy? You're so damned. Are you affected by the behavior of your son's Moroccan cat?
Which cat, Amir? This one or this one?
Well, Agil, how did you find Abba Yazid's green Kaaba?
Agil is the first pilgrim of this Kaaba from the Bani Hashem tribe. You have to see what's going on in my heart. I wouldn't see the black velvet, and I hadn't trained my heart to see it, you see. It is utter darkness for me, Amma. Complete and utter darkness. People from Bani Hashem hadn't asked anyone but God for their needs. Agil is the first person who has broken the rules in the Bani Hashem tribe. I am the wide hand of the Bani Hashem. Do you maybe have any gift in your sacks which deserve this hand?
Describe to my cousin what this meager gift from Moe is.
Well, all right. A plate with a purple covering. 300,000 Levantine dinars. Hi, 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 hi. A plate with a green covering. A cloak woven with gold threads worn by men when they want to visit a governor. Hi, 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 hi. And I think this is our dignity. Because no prayer is eternal, either from a wise man or from an idiot. Because in the future, everything will be finished and will be forgotten. And just how will the wise man die? Just like the idiot, won't he?
Armor?
Yes.
My coming here was stupidity, right?
No. Your trade was stupidity.
Have I violated someone's rights?
Yes. The reward you demanded to disgrace Ali was the reward that any ordinary rebel might have asked for it.
How much should I have asked for, then?
The entire world.
This money is enough for my entire world.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
I'll buy a caravan to take the pilgrims to Kaaba, eh? Can I do that?
Of course.
I can do that.
Of course.
I can do that.
Of course.
I can do that. I can do that.
We never get back our gifts. What's happened?
What should I do in return for your coins, then?
Go to the mosque and talk about Kufa and the Levant.
As they are, or as you want?
Talk about Ali's injustice and our generosity.
Abba Yazid, I swear to God, Ali eats the same food that the poor people eat. He believes that the leader of the people should be like the poorest of them, so they won't feel ashamed because of their extreme poverty.
Agil, I told you to go to the mosque and give a sermon, but not about Ali's virtues and generosity.
I just wanted to see exactly what I should do. Ali gave his land to me so I can farm on it and get my means of life from the soil. I asked Ali for some money to do business. After I insisted, he held a piece of hot iron in front of my hand. I heard him crying and saying, "Agil! Agil! If your mild constitution can't tolerate this mild heat, how can I tolerate the big fire of hell?" I did injustice to Ali. By coming here, isn't it enough?
Be wise, Agir. With the 300,000 dinars that I gave you, you can buy the best and most beautiful houses that you would only see in your dreams. If you keep your allegiance to Ali.
I hadn't thought about it.
Be wise. Be wise.
It's a lot of money. But it's not Ali's price.
Where are you going?
If you deign to give the whole Levant to me, it won't be Ali's price again.
He's leaving? Stay here! Stay here! Don't
be
go, Ali!
Quiet! I'm fed up with hearing about Ali's virtues. I swear to God I won't settle for anything less than fighting him. Where's Zohar?
I've seen you somewhere before.
It's me, Muawiyah. Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan from the Bani Umayyad tribe.
I'm really glad to meet you, sir. But what are you?
I'm going to the Caliph.
Hey, hey, hey. Spin around so that I can take a good look. Spin around. You can, but Ali is an obstacle to you. Finish him off.
Oh, do you know Gaze?
Gaze? He's chosen by Ali.
He won't give up, neither by gold coins nor by force. I've written as many letters as I've written to all the sheikhs and governors put together, but to no avail. In his letters, he doesn't even respect us as animals.
What will you do if you become the Caliph?
The world. I'll conquer the world.
The whole world you'll conquer?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you'll have to forget about some parts of it. Because I also have a share in it. Am I right, animals?
Who are you?
An edge of Ali's Ulvahar.
What do you want from me?
If you force us to fight, we'll make such a living hell for you that the Battle of the Camel would be only like the dust of its infantry.
My sword! My sword! Where's my sword?
Abayazid.
Where's my
sword? It's here.
I always have nightmares. The nightmares don't leave me alone. Is it because of too much worry or eating too much?
It's too much hatred. Ali is the murderer of your ancestors.
Oh. Amir, what should we do with Gaze?
Then we'll write a letter to Muawiyah in the handwriting of Gaze and Jarrah. And in the letter, we'll swear allegiance to Muawiyah. And we'll gratify those who are seeking revenge for the murdered Caliph's blood. Then we'll immediately send the letter to Kufa for Ali. And finally, we'll hold a mourning ceremony for for the death of Gaius without any worries. Look at it. My handwriting is exactly like Gaius's. I forged Gaius's handwriting, and here's the seal. You see here the seal.
You are the devil.
Go, Mohammed. Foil the plot by Nambika's son. May God protect you.
May God protect you too.
Allah is great. Allah is great.
Muhammad,
hasten to prayer.
For which region is this governorship decree?
Egypt.
Allah is great.
So it means that Gaius is finished, right? God's curse be upon Gaius. He sold Ali's credit for nothing.
Ash asks, it's too early to judge Gaius. He would never compromise with the Levant. For sure they've tricked him.
Then tell me, why are you holding this decree?
Ali heard a lot of complaints by the ignorant well-wishers that he was forced to dispose Gaius.
Oh, man. Let's suppose that Gaius's letter to Muayyah is forged. Is his compromise with those who have fled the Battle of the Camel and Ali's enemies a lie as well? All those who have come from Egypt say that Gaius treats our friends and enemies alike. You can be sure that he's a traitor. Go put an end to his evil deeds in Egypt.
Ash-As, I'm younger than you, so I'm ashamed to give you any advice. Don't say anything without having thought about what you're saying. Don't accuse a believer without knowing anything about them. Should we believe the rumors about you too?
I'll go and renew my allegiance. If Gaius weren't up to something, then he would have given up the governorship and would have come to Kufa to renew his allegiance.
Ash-As. Don't you want to pledge allegiance?
Is there any benefit in pledging allegiance to you?
Ali doesn't give you more than 3 dirhams as your pension. But I will give you some clothes made with threads of gold, so you'd be recognized from afar whenever you wear them, eh?
You're an idiot.
You do know. Your efforts are useless. You're a cunning fox.
Commander, tell me, why are you so upset?
It's useless. It's useless, Mohammed. The orders to appoint and depose the governors will only weaken the government.
You're still too weak in your devotion to Ali. Mm. You were supposed to be my rival, Commander.
I am.
So you shouldn't have doubt.
I have no doubt. My heart is full of rage and devotion. I'm only worried about the ignorance of the people in Kufa.
Malek. Pray for me. We might not see each other again. I've always wanted to fight next to Ali, as well as you and Amar.
Egypt is more important, Mohammed. Go. Go.
Malek.
Has something happened?
Now's the time, Commander. Prepare your horse. Call the army to come to the camp. Everybody should gather in Nokaile. Ali wants to go to the Levant.
Gotam, Gotam. Your words would even seduce governors, darling. Say something. Do you still have a headache, Gotam?
Is she still feeling bad?
It isn't an incurable disease. There must be some sort of cure for it. Should I go call a doctor?
Her disease is a cage in which she is imprisoned. I wish I hadn't broken her wings.
Why are you worried?
Why do you think I'm worried?
Is it because we've locked ourselves up?
Understand that it was Ashari's trick. He forced us to be confined to our houses. He knew that we might create trouble for him.
Who knows who the murderer of the Caliph is?
Harris. If we're supposed to stay at home and be afraid and hide ourselves just because of an old rat like Ashari has said something, I don't want to live anymore. If I'm not leaving the house, it's because I'm ashamed. We always lag behind in our faith. We didn't join the Battle of the Camel because we were ignorant. The way Ali treated Al-Khil made me realize that Ali will never choose the wrong path. Oh, my God, I repent to you.
Ali has just established his government. If he's on the right side, we have enough time to make up for the past. Mawiye won't agree to pledge allegiance to Ali. He will never.
What do you think we should do, darling?
I have never pushed anyone towards war unless we are fully ready and prepared. Listen! 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 Listen!
No power but for God!
No power but for God!
No power but for God. 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 No power but for God.
Ha
ha.
No power
but for God. Take care of her. Take good care of Gotam.
No power but for God. No power.
Will they come back again?
Are you putting henna on your hands?
It's ominous.
Say something. Your brothers have gone. Gotham, when will you break the spell and talk?
You were the nightingale of Kufa. O daughter of Kufa. Talk to us. Our hearts are full of pain.
The daughter of Kufa died in the Battle of the Camel.
My name is Gotham. I'm ready to get married. I have to get married soon.
The sun in this scorching and bright day is witness to your loyalty. You've come here, although your hearts might be torn to pieces by the Hind of the Levant. Don't have any doubts that you're fighting alongside the Messenger of God. Run for victory! Ali heard a lot of sarcastic words, but he gave the greedy man in the Levant a chance, so he would think about the prospects of what he is doing. But as you see, it didn't happen. They're mobilized to plunder our hearts and our religion. What should we do? Should we take the inheritance of Bilal and Hamza to our graves? Remember Abu Zar, the martyr of Rabazay, and keep reminding yourselves for who and on whose path you are fighting. If you ask me, I'll tell you confidently that you shouldn't think. Don't think of life or death. O sons of Hamza, make another Kaaba for those who are tricked by the man. The man of a thousand tricks. Listen to the commands given by your commanders. Never forget Ali's advice. Don't curse the enemy and don't use foul words. Protect the conquered regions. Be aware that there are lots of miseries and bitterness in war. Those who go to war without wisdom will ruin themselves, as well as our army. So learn wisdom under the shadow of your swords. I am a soldier like many followers. Many followers of Ali. I have intended to fight with my sword instead of 100 Maleks. What are you going to do?
Thank you. Hey! What are you doing? Are you crazy, boy?
I'm practicing my fighting skills.
Huh? Are you practicing fighting skills? If I had broken my back, who would fight with my sword? Would your father pick up my sword?
I'm the commander of the infantry, Sheikh.
Who has designated you as a commander?
My intelligence.
I'm your father's age, kid. I can still smell your mother's milk on your breath, my boy. Haven't they taught you to respect your elders before you start practicing fighting skills?
If the elders carry their swords, they're my commanders. But if they lie in a hammock, they're like my playful soldiers. You see what I mean?
Whose son are you?
I'm the son of Ohod Battle. Hey! Everybody, listen to my command. We'll cross the water with our swords and shields.
He was half your age, you useless boy. Half your age. If you put him in a sheath, he'll be as thin as his own sword.
Were my feet shaking?
They weren't!
Were my hands shaking?
They weren't!
Did my sword miss the target?
It did it!
So each and every one of you should practice it now. It's because of fear. We have to throw him into the water. Be quiet!
Turn around. Start. Wasn't good. Turn around. Start! You've taken after your uncles. It'd be better if I sent you to conduct business and sell spices.
Ready? Aim! Wait! Omare, this is the row of archers. They're busy practicing archery.
I can see that, I know.
I don't have enough time for your jokes, old man. Go away!
I promise you, I can compete with all of your archers.
We've already been lucky that you've come from Kufa to Nokaile and haven't died.
I'll bet you.
Okay, let's bet.
On what?
Okay, if you lose, then you have to run along the riverbank up to that tree there, okay?
And if I win?
If you win?
Can I be the commander of the archers?
Did you hear that, archers? Can you even see the target?
Look at the right eye.
He rarely hit it.
And now it's the left eye.
That was great. That was great, Omare. That was great. Did you see that? He's as old as your grandfather's. And from now on, Omare is the commander of the archers. Destroyed the bridges and have taken the boats.
What are you going to do, Malek?
I know what I should do.
Ali has ordered us to treat these people well. We'll camp right here until Ali arrives.
On Muawiyah's orders, and with Amr ibn As's tricks, they destroyed the bridges that would connect the banks on the two sides of the Euphrates and were part of the army of Imam Ali's route. By doing so, Amr ibn As wanted to test the army of Imam Ali's capability to take initiatives and find solutions. In a courageous move, Malek, the vanguard of Imam Ali's army, and a number of his companions crossed the Euphrates with their horses in a region called Roga and forced the residents of Roga to repair the damaged bridges. The residents of Roga obeyed him out of fear. They repaired the bridges and the way was open for Imam Ali's army to cross the Euphrates.
What's happened, Abu Yazid? You look more like a miller than the governor of the Levant. You should be happy about that. Hold your head up high. Be strong, Abu Yazid.
12,000 warriors fight in Ali's army.
Well?
And each of them is as strong as an army. Did you hear about Ashtar Nakai's tactics in Roga?
Yes. I told you about it myself.
Well, your tricks haven't worked so far.
As my late aunt used to say, little by little. You saw that I brought Gaze from Egypt with only a pen and some ink on a piece of worthless animal skin. Wear it. Wear it. Do you remember that Gaze was one of the most dangerous companions of Ali? Don't forget it.
If we had started a business with those animal skins we used as letters, our wealth would go as high as the sky. What have you gained so far? Gaze is gone and Abu Bakr's son has replaced him. Egypt is in his hands.
Mohammed is young and inexperienced. They've ordered him to be harsh with the opposition. And that's a policy that Jace would smartly stay away from. I'll keep him busy with the people in Egypt. Where are you going, Abba Yazid?
To the Ass's wedding ceremony.
As Yazid would say, you've forgotten your riddle.
Riddle?
Your turban. I'll get it. Yeah.
Amir, you have to know that I've pinned a lot of hopes on your head. Don't forget what you've promised. We have to break Ali.
But we will. On the condition that you keep your word, Abba Yazid. Do you remember the governorship of Egypt? Should I renew my allegiance?
Okay, you're the father of plots.